You figured, we're continuing the Shia now, you figured you're relying on the, right? You weren't focused. If I would ask you about your job, you would say, come on, multi-million-dollar company, what could go wrong? They invested millions of dollars already, they're working on it 2 years. So there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a sure thing, and it's good to practice. Good to practice again. We're going to go through the Chayvus Halvavus. That's going to teach us how to do it be'emes, to really feel it, to really internalize it, and that's why it's a slow process. The Chayvus Halvavus. He starts off with pushing the things, and you practice and you build up. But I'm saying what I did, and if I may suggest it, once or twice a day to do it, to leapfrog the steps that make it real, and to practice. I'm not relying on this, I'm relying on Hashem. That's when you know what's good for you, when you know what to expect. Just to answer an unasked question that always comes up, we'll be learning about that in the previous Halvavus. When you don't know what's good, so then you put yourself in Hashem's hands, and you say, when you know you don't know what's good, as I said last week, we know it's good to be healthy. In our world, it's okay to think that it's good to be healthy, it's good to have money, it's good to have the job you want, it's good to have nachas from your children, it's good to... Right? That's how we define good in our world. Right? We ask Hashem to heal us, we ask Hashem for parnasa. Sometimes there are situations when we don't know at all. We know that we don't know what's good and what's not good, not even in our world. So then you put yourself in Hashem's hands and you say, you take care of it. But that's not really bitachon. That's not really the midah of bitachon. The midah of bitachon is when you're living life and things are happening and you know you want to accomplish and you know you want things to happen, and so you're boteach b'Hashem that it's going to work, as we said last week. You can be optimistic. A mitzvah is to be optimistic and to rely on Hashem to get you through it.
I have a question from last week. You said davening isn't the same as relying on Hashem. So when do you daven and when do you rely on Hashem?
When? It depends on your mood. A person that truly... I tell you, a person that like... Well, you daven when you're mechuyev to daven. Mm-hmm. That's first of all. If a person sometimes feels that they can't summon up the bitachon, to daven is much easier. To ask Hashem, see, bitachon is saying, Hashem loves me, Hashem is, and I'm relying on Hashem to get me through the day. And when you can't summon that up, so you daven, then you daven to Hashem. Say, Hashem, please get me through the day. But it's indeed a different track. So when do you daven? You daven either two times a day or three times a day or one time a day, or you just say brachas. That's a subject for another class. And what you do when you're talking to Hashem in the kitchen, it really depends on what you can summon up. You can do both, I guess. You could say, you know, Hashem, I'm relying on you, please don't let me down. That's what Tehillim is replete with, psukim, that David HaMelech talks that way. Hashem, I'm relying on you, don't let me down. So then you combine both factors. So getting to Perek Beis, going through Perek Beis, the Chavis HaLvavah says, okay, let's go through the things that you need in common sense to rely on anything or anyone. Forget about Hashem for a moment. What do you need to rely on someone? To truly, completely, now you're putting yourself in their hands. I'm relying on you. So number one is that the person cares about you. That's the phone. And already translating that into Hashem, Chavis HaLvavus, in Perek Sheni of Shaar HaBitachon, Chavis HaLvavus, the first goes through these points as objective points that you need to rely on anyone and anything. He then brings down psukim. He then brings down psukim that show that Hashem reflects, has these milas. He says at the end of the list of psukim, there's no need to bring down the psukim. I'm not proving this about Hashem, but it's just a memory aid. I guess he was talking to people that knew Tanakh. So he says, I'm bringing down the psukim as a memory aid, that you know what the things are. And but he wants us to, out of logic and common sense, and thinking about Hashem, to realize that Hashem embodies Hashem. Only Hashem could possibly have these seven things together completely. So the first thing is that the person, the object of the bitachon, cares about us and loves us, and so you have to think about that. And the exercise of that, if you want to go through your day and practice that, and so first of all, to realize intellectually his point. Again, anything or anybody you rely on, you have to think that they care about you. If you don't think they care about you, so you're missing the whole basis of reliance. They don't care. What do they care? So then you have to internalize that intellectual point, and then turn and think about Hashem. And really, this is more of a subject of the entire Shar HaBechina. Shar HaBechina takes the Bria and says, like, realize what Hashem does for us. That's what Shar HaBechina is about. You want to bring it down to yourself. You can think about, in Shar HaBechina, he talks about the Bria, he talks about biology, he talks about the world. If anybody here knows, you know, either physics or the astronomy and how Hashem, there's some books written in the style of Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal. Rabbi Avigdor Miller touched upon it, but really there are books that develop that theme and are really in English sophisticated Shar HaBechinas, sophisticated because Halevus was written when man's knowledge of biology and the world was very rudimentary. And still he writes, like, it's amazing that the eye works and that your taste buds work and that your stomach works and that the planets work and everything works. But and we know a thousand times more than the Chayvus Halevus knew. Maybe we don't, but I wrote down the names of some books. You may have heard of them. There's a series by a Rav in England, Designer World, Our Wondrous World, and Our Amazing World. Those are three books by, I don't know, Tuvia Cohn or Avram Katz. One's his real name and one's his pen name. I just forgot which is which. So the last two are Art Scroll books, Our Wondrous World and Our Amazing World. The first one he wrote, which is Designer World, is put out by a different publishing company, but it's also a good book. And then there's a book I saw, The Marvelous Wonders of Creation. I didn't write down the author's name. It's an older book. I don't know where you would find it. You know, if you have the Trefa internet, so you can find any book you want, really. The Marvelous Wonders of Creation, it's called. And it really is, in English, Shar HaBechina. That's what it is. It says, do you know how your eye works? Do you realize how your taste bud works? Do you realize how a flower grows? Do you realize... And you say, Hashem does this for us. It's not there by accident. And this is what we're supposed to think about every Shabbos, really, ideally. Hashem made the world. Hashem did this for us. Hashem wants to be native. Hashem, everything works. So that's in the Shar HaBechina sense. But to fulfill, you know, again, if we're giving workshops, so to fulfill as a practical exercise this first thing, you should count your blessings. That's all. When you say Birchas HaShachar, you know, I could see. There are people who are blind. I could move, right? So Kef Kefu, Mater Asurim, so Kef Kefufim. There are people who can't, right? You go through the Birchas HaShachar, Rokar Atzal HaMoyim, which also we call Tzorki, and also in Loyoif Koach, right? Whoever thought they would end up in Eretz Israel, married, with a family, with a job, Parnosa, Baruch Hashem, it's as trite as called counting your blessings, but if you think about it, you develop, and you say, Hashem's providing it. That's what the Chavis of others, again, he's saying, just logically, anything you rely on, step one is you have to think they care about you. I'm already jumping, relating it to Hashem, and this is a practice. This could take 2 weeks, could take 2 months to develop the feeling that Hashem cares about us, and he cares about you. He has the whole cosmos to worry about, and it's amazing how he cares about every individual. And you think, I could see, you walk down the street, this is one of Victor Miller's at Sal. He wants you to develop the appreciation, right? It's a famous story. His grandson once caught him by the sink, gargling water, to appreciate being able to breathe, because someone said there's a lot of smog outside, and he right away said, he's breathing. And you could walk down the street, you could see, and Hashem is doing this for me. And you develop the feeling and the hergish that Hashem loves you. So that's number one in the Chayvus Halvavus. By the way, I'm sorry, it's a parenthetical point, but it's not so parenthetical. When you develop these seven things, not only will you have bitachon, will you be able to start, that's just the beginning, then the next step. But not only is that a stepping stone in bitachon, but it's also a stepping stone. If you develop these seven things, you're able to deal with when things don't go your way. See, it's a stepping stone for bitachon. And if you develop these hergeshim and these feelings, and you feel, Hashem loves me and Hashem knows what's best for me, as we'll go through the seven things. And Hashem is kol yochol. It's not like he can't do it, or it's not like he doesn't want to do it. And then the all-important seventh thing we're going to have is that Hashem does things even if I don't deserve it. Right? That's a very important seventh thing, we'll see. And so then you're able to handle it. You say, this didn't go my way. I'm depressed. I'm upset. I can't deal with this. Wait. Hashem loves me. Hashem knows what's best for me. Hashem cares about me. So it's not only is it a way of developing bitachon, but it also will help us deal with whatever happens, even if things don't go our way. So that's number one. And again, you have to practice. I wrote down some suggestions. When you say modim anachnu loch in Shmona Esrei, so you should think of two things that you're thanking Hashem for. Instead of this general statement that rolls off of our lips, modim anachnu loch, we say alcheinum sum yadecha v'al nishusinam kudos loch v'al nisecha shebechol yimimonu v'al niflo osecha v'tovosecha shebecholeis. Stop. Think of two things. Each time you daven, think of two things. You'll be besimcha. And there's another tremendous side benefit out of this, which the Chavis HaLavavus doesn't say here. But if you do this, then when you come times to do a mitzvah, see, how does the Chavis HaLavavus structured? We're learning already Shara Bitachon. But the Chavis HaLavavus goes to Shara HaYichud to make you realize the existence of Hashem, Shar HaBechina, to make you appreciate the world, what Hashem did for mankind, in how he's Meitiv, Tov, 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 the whole world screams Chesed, Tov, everything that works, when we look at our petty annoyances and we go crazy, and there's so much good all around us, everything, we couldn't write. We could sit here and everything in this room, the light, the talking, the writing, the pen, the ink, paper, it's all Hashem. Hashem's providing everything for us. So then comes Shara Avodas Elokim, where Chavis HaLavavus says, don't do mitzvahs because else you're going to go burning Ganem. and don't do mitzvahs. Well, I'm exaggerating. I'm not exaggerating. This is really what he says. Don't do mitzvahs because you're going to burn a Gehenna if you don't. And don't do mitzvahs because Hashem is this dictator, Melech, and you better listen to him. And don't do mitzvahs because your parents told you to do mitzvahs or because you figured out you have to do mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs out of a sense of Hakaras HaTov. Although this is tremendous chiddush, the whole Sefer, rational. He wants you to do mitzvahs out of a sense of gratitude to Hashem. And you'll do it besimcha, and you'll develop avas Hashem and simcha, and it'll be so meaningful when you do a mitzvah. If you can understand the mitzvah, kol hakavod, but even if you can't understand it, it's a chok, you don't understand what you're doing, but you're doing it because of gratitude. That's what Shara Avodas Elokim is about, before Shara Bitachon. So if you do this first thing, again, the first thing is that you can't possibly rely on anyone unless you think they care about you. So realize that Hashem cares about you, because or else you can't start. That's step one in the development of bitachon. Go through, we're going to look seven things that are muchrach for you to rely, just logically, common sense, for you to rely on someone, and realize that Hashem has all these seven things to the nth degree. And the first one is that Hashem loves us. And that has, again, that has the benefit of being besimcha. It has the benefit of being able to fulfill Shara Avodas Elokim, doing mitzvahs, you know, with a gishmak, with a sense of gratitude, with a sense of, there's nothing, how can I pay Hashem back? And doing mitzvahs out of a sense of Hakaras HaTov is Avodas Elokim. That's the Chavis Halvavos Shita. If you know your Ramban on Chumash, the Ramban says it in a few places also. The Sifsei Chaim spends 40, 50 pages talking about it.
Who's in the Sifsei Chaim?
Rav Chaim Friedlander, that's all. He spends 40, 50 pages talking about it in Mo'adim Beis on the Yom Tov of Pesach. He spends, he brings down all the... So that's a side benefit. We're doing bitachon. Okay. Number two.
The Rambam also says that if you look at the B.A.
That you develop avas Hashem. I'm talking about that the foundation of doing mitzvahs is not, or else, it's not with a gun to our heads, and it's not even because you better listen to Hashem, he's the Melech. It's just a sense of gratitude. Okay. So after you've done this for for an hour, or for a day, or for a week, or for a month, we then come to point two. Point two is that in order to rely on anyone or anything, good, he loves me and he cares about me. But who says he's ready to do something for me? Maybe he's busy. Maybe the person has no time. Maybe the person is busy with other things that's going on in his life. He has to take an interest in you. You have to feel to rely on someone, right? Think of, not Hashem, think of you're relying on someone to give you a job. You're relying on someone to give you a loan. I'm relying on my mother to give me breakfast. I'm relying on anything. So number to totally rely. See, if I rely on Eged to send the bus, so I can't totally rely on them because I know they don't care about me. And I know they don't, certainly, they have their own interests. So if it's better for them to skip a bus, they're going to figure out what's in their self-interest. So Bobus is already assuming you want to rely on someone. They have to be interested in you. The So Bobus says, V'hashenius, she'ima havasu also, the person loves you, but he's, he's not going to ignore me. He's not going to be busy and unable to help me. He's going to think about me. He's going to worry about me. He's going to take an interest in me. He's not busy with other things. Then he has no time, right? I love my kids. I have no time for them. Yikes. Right? To rely on someone, you have to feel also that the person is aware of you and aware of your situation. and is looking at you and knows what's happening in your life and is ready to help you. He's not busy with other things. Obviously, we want to relate that to Hashem. And that's really Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And we can do that by fulfilling what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you know, when the Shulchan Aruch starts off with tznius in the home because of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, or thinking about the mezuzah on our door, maybe would help us in that. Rabbi Avigdor Miller suggested, you know, you're not going to do this with anyone watching you. But Rabbi Avigdor Miller suggested in the middle of the day when no one's around, you're sitting down, stand up. Stand up, look up, like you stand up when a chashuv person enters the room. Stand up, look up at Hashem. To develop the feeling that Hashem is with you and watching you and concerned about you and knows, and he's ready to do for you. He's not busy with anything else. He's not busy. He's not uninterested. He's not tied up now, right? You call the guy up for a loan. He's tied up. You call up someone to help you. He's busy. He's busy with other things. He doesn't, if there's 10 people relying on him, so right, so he's not going to have time for the 11th person. But Hashem has time for everyone, and he's looking at everyone. That's really a very powerful. It's not a childish pasuk. We have to realize what it means. That Hashem is not sleeping. Hashem is not slumbering. Hashem is not dozing. He's not busy with other things. He's watching us. He's mashgiach over us constantly, over each one of us. It's amazing that he is. Right? It's really, if we would really think about it, we wouldn't believe it, or we would find it hard to grasp, or we'd find it too scary to really internalize, because, right? I guess I shouldn't say that if he's looking at me. All right? So it's maybe it's pressure. Maybe it's too much pressure. But that's the second point, is that to be able to rely on someone, you have to know that he cares about you. And he's, that maybe is like the first thing. You have to know that he is going to be mishtadel for you. That he's going to work for you. He's not going to be misalem. He's not going to ignore you. He's not going to be misrashel because he's busy with other things. Okay, so again, you have to figure out the exercises to develop this internalization, internalizing that this is so, that Hashem is watching. Oh, Hashem cares. Hashem is looking. Hashem is busying himself with every one of us, everything we do. It's hard. Yeah. But he is, and therefore we can rely on him because he is there for us, and he's there for us. He's not busy with other things. He's not ignoring us. Okay, after you develop these two things, the Chavis HaVavah says, in order to rely on someone, you have to know that they care about you. And they have to know, and you have to know that they're going to take an interest in you, that they're going to bepoil, look at you and see what you need and see what's going on in your life. The third thing then, in order to rely on someone, is that the person is able to help you. Right? If you think again about you're relying on someone to get you a job or to lend you money, give you a ride. So they care about you. They know that you need one, and they're going to see to it to help you. Then number three is that they can help you. Right? They can help you. Sheyeh also shebotachol of chazak, bilti menutzach neged ritzono. there's no one that could put up a wall that will stop him from helping you. How can you rely on someone if outside forces can stop them from helping you? There's no mania. There's no, nobody could stop it. If for some reason he can't help you, how are you going to rely on him? Even after nisbarer chemloso, and even after nisbarer hashkochoso, but he can't help you. So what are you going to do? Now, included in this is not only Hashem is like very, very strong, you know, like Superman, he can do anything. It means, right? It's very important to realize that this means that Hashem, I'm going to say it in a very down-to-earth way, it's really, it's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem could figure out things that we can't. There are situations, and I'm sure we can all relate to this, there are situations that seem impossible. How am I going to do it? How is my child going to do a shidduch if this and this? How am I going to deal with this? How am I going to parnosa? Situations seem impossible to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could figure out solutions. You don't even have to figure out the solution. Hashem doesn't need your help. We're going to learn later about Hishtadlus, when it's appropriate, and when there's something for you to do, then you have to do it. But I'm talking now, again, the concept. The concept of B'chayrus HaLavus is that you don't have to come up with a solution. To rely on someone, he has, being able to help you, is not only a question of strength, it's not only a question of being able to overpower anything in your way, in his way, but I'm adding, because this is, I think, something that he could figure out. He can find a solution to impossible situations. Right? Just again, a story. We all have such stories. It's not Nisan. So one Thursday night, I missed the last bus back to Yerushalayim. And I didn't have my tefillin with me. And for a man, if you don't have a tefillin with you, you're like, oh, got to get back to Yerushalayim. So I call the taxi. No taxis available. I don't know why. It was not that late at night. It was around 12 o'clock at night. I'm going to get to Yerushalayim. I got to get to Yerushalayim. It's Thursday night. Tomorrow's Friday. I have to get there so that I can come back. What am I going to do? I don't remember. I'll be honest. I don't remember if I pulled bitachon out of my pocket. I don't remember. I remember standing on the corner feeling very forlorn and wondering, may I and Yavo Ezri? I don't remember if I answered Ezri Mehim Hashem, Osei Shemayim V'Arth. I don't remember. But, and along comes, so Hashem can figure out anything. Along comes a tender, moseying down the road, and he's full, Emonio Beit Shemesh, and he stops. And he opens up the door, and there's a Frum family in there. And they said, "You want to go? You're going to Yerushalayim? What are you?" I said, "Yeah." So we have an empty seat. Come on in. So I go in. This is a family that was visiting someone, and they left, and they were full. They came full, but one of the people had to leave early, so they had an empty seat. So, wow, what a nice. We all have such stories. Hashem could figure out how to, right? I wish I could say that I said, Hashem, I'm relying on you to get me to Yerushalayim. I don't remember. I don't remember if I did. But my point is, Hashem could figure out. Hashem provides parnasa for millions and millions of people. Hashem figures out how millions and billions of people should live and function. Just like you think, how am I going to deal with this? There's no solution to this. It's impossible. How am I going to get there on time? How am I going to? My boss is angry at me. How am I going to calm him down? I broke the jog, and the person's going to get angry at me. How am I going to calm him down? Hashem could figure out. Hashem, in order to create the world, Hashem had to figure out. These are the things you should think about. Again, it's like childish, but it's not childish. No, Hashem had to figure out how to make the world. Hashem had to figure out gravitational pull and magnetic forces and how to make an H2O molecule so that it should be water. Right? There's like billions of things Hashem had to figure out. Don't worry. Don't worry so much. Right? I came here tonight. I said I didn't prepare. I didn't prepare enough. I said, Hashem, I'm relying on you. You figure out. Maybe you'll make it that no one will come tonight, and it won't be so bad. Hashem, you know, maybe someone will ask a question, so I can go off on a tangent for 10 minutes. So. Hashem, you know, you rely on Hashem. Hashem can figure out a solution when things look hopeless. Ask anybody that did shidduchim with their children, and they'll tell you that it's true. When you think it's not shaykh, I have a girl, she's from, but she's open-minded, and how's she going to find a boy? Because she wants a boy that's not learning, but he should be very from, and you know, it's not shaykh. Don't worry, everything's there. So the point is that Hashem is chazak. Number three. You're thinking, what does it take to rely on someone fully and completely? That the person cares about me, that the person is going to take an interest in me. He has time, he's going to be focused on me, he's going to be mashgiach on me. And number three is that the person I'm relying on is able to help me. He's able. So you have to think that Hashem is able to help you. David HaMelech, we learned in the Nachshir. David HaMelech had this tremendous dilemma. He had run away to the Plishtim. Shaul was chasing him to kill him. So he runs to the Plishtim, to Eretz Plishtim, because it's gotten out of hand. Shaul is really, really going to kill him. And he has no place to hide, and he tried, and he went for months hiding in Midbar Yehuda, and he finally decides he has to run away to Eretz Plishtim. So he goes to Eretz Plishtim, and now he's at the mercy of the king of the Plishtim, Ochish. So he makes up a story that he is going to terrorize the Jews, and so he goes off to a distant city, and it works. Ochish lets him go, and he attacks the Plishtim, the Amalek. He goes to the cities of Amalek and that live near there, and he would burn their cities. And you know, Baruch Hashem, there was no email then. So nobody knew, there's no radios, no walkie-talkies, no cell phones. So he did to the Amalekim, and he would collect the booty, and he would go to Ochish, and he would say, yeah, look what I got from you from the Jews. And, right, and Ochish is sure that David hates the Jews because Shaul's chasing to kill him. Right? So he has this whole setup. Then all of a sudden the Plishtim go to war. They go to war with the Jews. And David's like a hush of a person, and he has a brigade of 600 men. So Achish drafts him. And he says, you know, you've been giving it to the Jews all along, so now come to war with me. So David's in a dilemma, and the Mepharshim, what's he going to do now? He's stuck. His mommy doesn't know, what is he going to do? He's not going to chas v'shalom fight the Yidden. It goes without saying, but then Achish is going to kill him. Achish is going to find out. He's almost caught between a rock and a hard place. And he has bitachon in Hashem. Sukkim described, and the Farshim described, he goes, now Hashem, get me out of this mess. What, help? So, Vahi Ayom, the next morning, one morning, the generals go to Achish. They say, we don't trust David. Get him out of here. It's going to be in the middle of the war. He's going to attack you. He's going to mess us up. He's going to be a fifth column for the Yidden against us. Achish says, what do you mean? He's the greatest guy in the world. He's my buddy. He's my friend. The Psukim and Shmuel describe this. But the generals say, It's either him or us. Send him away. And he sends him away. Hashem came up with a solution to David's dilemma. I'm saying a story there are in our own lives. I'm sure there are many such stories a day, a week. We could tell such stories that we're in a seeming dilemma. And if we look back, we say, you know, Hashem figured out. Hashem, why am I stressing this so much? Because if you learn in the Chaim HaLevavos, he just talks about the ability mitzad strength, which I can really talk about also. You know, the bank wants to lend you money, but someone doesn't let, or you didn't meet all the conditions, and the person is not strong enough to help you. He doesn't have all the capabilities of helping you. So Hashem has all the capabilities of helping you. But included in that, included in the fact that he's kol yochol, and he can, there's nothing stopping him, it's also, I'm stressing this, I think this is what people have to realize. Hashem can figure out a solution when you can't. That we're very mortal, we're very limited, we don't see the whole picture, we don't know everything that's going on. There's a lot of people out there, and a lot of circumstances, and Hashem can figure out solutions when we don't have them. So you're not. So that's the third thing. That's the third thing. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here with the three things, and we're gonna. Now you have what to work on for 2 weeks. To work on. First of all, I'm telling you, the intellectual yediyah is chashiv. Just the point the Chaim HaLevavos is making. Forget the Chayvus Halvavus. If I say, ladies, I'm giving you homework. List all the things you think you need in order to rely fully on someone. You have to think about it. Like, what I need? What would I need to rely on someone? What would I have to? What realities would have to exist that would allow me to rely on someone? And that's what the Chayvus Halvavus is doing. He's saying, just think about what you need. And we learned tonight the first three things. I already leapfrogged into the next parak of Chayim HaLevavos, where he, because this is a synopsis, where he says, you know, humans don't have this. Hashem has all seven in limitless fashion. Person cares about you. Person is going to be mesasek with you. He loves you. And he cares about you. He's going to be mesasek with you. He is mesasek with you. He's watching you. He's looking over you. He knows what's going on in your life. And he's able to help you. There's nothing that could stop him if he puts his mind to helping you. You need that to rely on someone. Okay. We'll stop here.
Do you mind reading the names of those books?
Yes. I mean, no, I don't mind. There's three books written by one person, a rabbi in England. Designer Work.